Okay, we're on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph on the second Mishnah. Masnisin, a boar, a pit of water. Talking about drawing water for drinking, seemingly. Shel Yochid is an individual. He has a private cistern in his garden. Kuragli HaYochid. The Tchum follows the individual. Makes sense, right? Now, what about a communal one of the town well? That Vashel Anshe Oisoeya and the boar of the people of the city, Karagle Anshe Oisoeya. It goes according to the Tchum of the people in the city. Okay, now, third category, Vashel Oli Bubble. But the boroughs, the cisterns, the left basically on the way from Bubble to Eretz Israel, for when people came up from Bubble to Eretz Israel, maybe to go to the base of Mikdash, Karagle. Hamamale. The tchum over there goes first come, first served. The person who fills it up, it gets his tchum. Right? Because we're going to say it's Hefka. These were the people of when they made these boroughs, they designated them as Hefka. And therefore, the person who gets them would acquire them and it would get his tchum. This is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Was right. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says hefke koinim shvisa bim koimom. Right, hefte had that as well. Hefte hefke koinim shvisa bim koimom. This is like the Rabbanan who hold that it does not coin a shvisa. It's the guy who finds it first.
It says
like no, it carries on. If you carry on reading, it says but the second guy would be limited. We're gonna see if there is gonna be a case that basically. There's the no tchum thing, which is like the shel heves. We're going to get to that. Now, Rami le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava asked a question to Rav Nachman. Tanan, we say in our Mishnah, a boy shel yochid, the well of an individual, kareg le yochid, it is like the individual. Ah, v'ramin hu, we got a kasha from a b'raisa. Na'arus ha'moishchim, so rivers that... wind along, a minus an oven, and
flowing wells.
Yes, thank you. Flowing wells. So it means this, but they come, come from the ground, basically. Yeah. So those haray hain, behold, those are karagli koladom. They're like anybody. So this over here, Rashi points out, they don't have a tchum whatsoever, meaning even if one person picked it up, he can pass it to the next person, that person can take it wherever he wants. So Rashi explained, because over these, seen as these things are always on the move, yeah, so the naidi, so therefore they're not subject to tchumim, right? Because so specifically it would have to be all of these that are coming from the ground, the source is. Anyway, you see over here that sometimes why do the wells go like the violin? Why don't you say it's like wherever you want to take it? So Amar Rava, it's probably better to go as Rabba over here, because Rava asked the questions of Rav Nachman, so seemingly Rava would not answer. Yeah, Amar Rava, Hachaba Maeskina, we're dealing with the case over here, B'Muchunosim. Our Mishnah is talking about, Muchunosim is talking about collected water, meaning it's rainwater. It's like a lake or something. So over here, this is not like moving water. It's stationary water. So see, as it's stationary, it has a tchum. So Itmar Nami, we've got a statement like this. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abin, Amar Shmuel, Bil Mechunosin. Our Mishnah is talking about Mechunosin, gathered water. Now, the last case of the Mishnah, Vashel Oily Bovel. The wells of the people who come up from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael, Karagle Hamamale, the like the person who the first person gets it is his to come. Itmar. Now we're gonna build on this, yeah? Itmar. Mile, if he filled up the Noson Lechavero and he gave to his friend. Right? So basically he filled up for his friend. He was filling up his own water and he did a favor and he filled up water for somebody else. So the question is, what is the tchum going to be? We know if he fills up for himself, the tchum is going to be like him, because we just said, right? The boro shel oli bavel is karagli hamamale.
That like him means from where he filled it up.
No, like his tchum. It goes by him, not by the well.
Okay.
Yeah, wherever his tongue is, yeah.
Even though we went a fair kilometre and picked up from the world.
Yes, yeah, it would go by, he's the central point.
And he used his own vessel, or he
used his own vessel, because, not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's what we said. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said before that we say something that's Hefka is defined by the place it was on the beginning of Shabbos. And you go 2,000 to each, right? So the Chachamim disagree with that. They say no. Say something that's Hefka is not owned, so therefore there's no tchum. So as soon as someone takes it, it will get that tchum. Now Rashi says about this, he says it's working with Breira over here, Breira Lachumra. But I didn't want to get into that. But basically the Chachamim hold that the person who fills it up is his tchum. Let's say it's right on the edge of, you know, on the edge of the city. Whatever, so he couldn't go any further than that, right? He couldn't go one step further than the well, because his tchum is the city, right? But yeah, he could go 4,000 amos the way back. It's basically.
I thought these other buffalo, they're not going to work at home, they're on the way.
Yeah, so they made them hefka.
On the way.
Yeah, so they wanted people to be able to take from them.
So free, from one well to the next.
Yes.
So
they probably didn't travel on Shabbos though. So much. Let's say the made camp. Yeah, 3,000. No, let's say within 1,000 amos of the well.
Right.
And so then on the Shabbos they go to the well, right? And they would only be able to go another 1,000 north, because their tchum is that, and they'd be able to go 3,000 back.
Right. So 10,000 people went to the well. You say the first person to take that.
Each person, each bucket they took. This person, let's say the different tchumim. There was different campsites. So person from campsite A would have such a tchum, and person from campsite B would have his tchum. It goes basically, you fill it up, it gets your tchum. Yeah, so that's what I meant. I meant not the person who we give to it afterwards.
Okay.
That's what I meant, sorry. Yeah, the person who takes the water, but not the person who would give it to afterwards.
Right,
yeah.
So let me tell up on a question I said, what's the chiddush if it's the guy's bucket, not his friend's bucket.
Oh, so let's go. That's what we're going to talk about now. So now, what happens if he filled it up for someone else? Basically, what's the question going to be? Is it going to be like the tchum of the person who filled it? Or because he was doing it for the sake of somebody else, is it going to be like his tchum? Right? I filled up a bucket for you, Brad.
I understand that. I just want to talk about the bucket in terms of the vessel. We've already learned that Kiddush vessel.
Bucket, yeah, we're not talking about buckets now.
No, you're not. But it wasn't Kiddush. It was Karen.
Well, okay. So Itmar, Mile Venosin Lechaveiro. No, with the water is a Kiddush. Right. So.
Right, so
the vessel belongs to the right after Karen. So Itmar, Mile, he filled up Venosin Lechaveiro. So Rav Nachman says, Karagle mi shenismalu loy. It's like the tchum of the person who it was filled for. Right, the Gemara is going to explain what's going on over here. Okay, so that's Rav Nachman. And Rav Sheshis Amar, Karagle hamamale. It's like the tchum of the person who fills it up. Even though he did it for the sake of his friend, it gets his tchum, the filler. Okay, so the Gemara asks, my kamifligi, what is the machlokus between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis? So ma sava, so this is Rav Sheshis, ma sava beira de hefke rahu, it's hefka, and it goes after the tchum of the person who fills it up first. Beira is a boar in Aramaic.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so here, as soon as it's hefka, it goes after the person who fills it. Ma sava, and Rav Nachman holds, Beira de shutfihu, that this boar, this well, is shutofinhu, meaning when the people who made these boars in the outset, they give it in a sense that these are communal. We're making these as communal boroughs. And Rashi explains over here that we're understanding that Rav Nachman, since everyone owns a part of it, so there's like the person who's filling up is like a shliach, right, of the person who is filling it up for. And therefore, it would get the tchum of the recipient. So that, because the filler was acting as a shliach for the recipient, and therefore it would have his tchum. Okay, now.
Well, really, in the end,
Rav Nachman's going to get it, and we're going to stick with Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis is what we meaning that boar is hefka, but we're going to, you know, that's, you'll see. Okay, so Eisnei. Now we're going to ask a question, Rav Nachman. Now, right? Because Rav Nachman again is saying the boar is of partners. Shoots for him. So now, basically, what we're going to do is we're going to prove that this boar of the old Ubavel is not shoots off him. That basically, we're going to go into the Dorim over here. Okay, Rava. Right. So Eisnei, Rava, Rav Nachman. Rava asked the question, Rav Nachman. It says, so this is in the Dorim now, right? So someone says, Hareini alecho chayrim. That was his statement. I am upon you, I'm chayrim to you. Yeah? Meaning, my money is also for you to partake of. So basically, he's prohibiting himself on this person. Hamuda is the person who is basically the neder was on him. Yeah? Is also. So so he could not have any benefit from this person's water or whatever he owns. Now, what happens if the statement was the following? Yeah, so haray ata alai cherem, you upon me cherem, right? You're like me, like hekdesh, right? Cherem is like sometimes it's a form of hekdesh. Your things are also on me. So over there, the noider is going to be also the person who made the neder is going to be also, okay? So this is all defined. Nadarim is all defined by the declaration. So now, what happens? He said, "Hareini alecha," right? Behold, I am upon you, va'ato alai, and you are upon me. Shneim osurim, both of them are osur, because over here he said, "I am osur on you, and you're osur on me." Rashi points out that Nadarim is quite interesting. You can prohibit someone else's property upon yourself. It's kind of interesting. But basically, so if you say it in this way, everybody is also, okay? Osrim zeh bezeh. Oh, but there's an exception to this. Umutorim b'shel oily bovel. And the permissible in the things of bovel, okay? But osurim b'shel oisur'ir. But the prohibited in the communal things of the city. So there's a difference between the things of Oli Bavel and the communal things in the city. So we're going to list out Ve'elu Hein Devarim Shel Oli Bavel. These are the things of Oli Bavel. Okay? So Har Abayis, the Temple Mount. That is basically like totally basic. No one owns that. It's so you're not shut off in it. Halishkois, the chambers in the base of Mikdash. Va'azaros, the courtyards in the base of Mikdash. Yeah, va'abor shel emtzer aderech, and this is our case for the Mishnah, right? And a well that's in the middle of the derech. So all of those things, a person doesn't have the power to prohibit it on his friend. Okay, va'eluhein shel oisoiya, and these are the things of that city that would be prohibited because there's a partnership in it. Yeah, harachoyv, the street, a basic aneses. You wanna don't like the person who sits next to you on a Yom Tov, maybe make a neder. Hopefully it's all worked out. Yeah, a base of merchats, also of the merchats, right? The bathhouse. You could also that. Okay, so that's the end of that Mishnah or Brisa over there. Okay, the iamart beilu deshut fihu. And if you want to tell me, Rav Nachman, that a well is deshut fihu, it's considered joint property. Right, these oily bovel, right? And my mutter, why would it be mutter? We just said in that previous Mishnah, yeah, that the things of the wells of the oily bovel were permissible. And if it would be owned, jointly owned, it should be osur, because we're going to prove that now. But Tanan, we've got a Mishnah, Hashutofin, right? The partners, Shinodru Hana Zeh Mizeh, they made a neder that they shouldn't benefit from one another. Osurim likonis lachotzer. They're not allowed to go into one another's chotzer. It's a joint chotzer, but they made an issa hana. They're not allowed to go to the chotzer. And lichotz b'bor. And also they can't wash in. They can't take a bath in the well. So you see over here that if something's owned by shutofin, yeah, it would be prohibited to benefit from it. So we just saw in the previous Tanoic source that the things of Oli Bovel, yeah, if they were not, they were permissible, so they're obviously not of Shutofin, right? It must be that it's Hefka, basically. When Oli Bovel basically left it for people to use, it must be that it was Hefka. So we've just proved now, seemingly proven, that a boar the Oli Babel is Hefka. So Rabbi Nachman says, Hachanami. Yeah, you can't bathe in it. Right? You can't bathe in it. Vahakaba my skin, and here what we're dealing with over here, yeah, is the malois. We're just talking about, can you fill up from it? We're not washing in the boar. You're taking a bucket of water. Yeah? And we're gonna use Brera. Right? Mami Didei, comma male. This one is filling from his, meaning he puts it in his bucket, and the water that was designated for him so magically goes into his bucket, or is retroactively, see, it's his, yeah? And Mami Didei, comma male. And the other person is filling from his. Meaning it's true, it is its partnership. They own 50-50, yeah? But it works out when you put your bucket in that you get yours. So that's fine. Okay, we'll stop here, because then we're going to prove that Rav Nachman doesn't owe with Brera, and then that's going to stop the answer.